The theme at the end of our church year is Judgment Day and preparing for that. But it seems to overlap into Advent. Advent is just not about anticipating the celebration of Christ's birth. It is about preparing our hearts for his coming, both as a babe in Bethlehem and as the returning victorious King in glory. Today in our readings, we are reminded of an important figure in God's redemptive history, John the Baptist. John's role is not to be taken too lightly. He is the forerunner of Christ, the one who prophesied in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord. His mission, as given to him by God, was to lay a groundwork for the radical change that Jesus Christ would bring into the world. John's proclamation in the wilderness was a booming call to repentance. It was the call to turn away from sin and to prepare for something, someone far greater than the world had ever known. This preparation was not merely external. It also required an internal transformation, a change of heart for the coming Messiah. But it wasn't just for the people of his day. It echoes throughout all the ages into us, reminding us that the coming of Jesus Christ is a world-altering event. The arrival of Christ demands a response from us, a preparation of our hearts. As John prepared the way for Jesus, so we too must prepare our hearts for the work that Christ wants to do in us, particularly during this Advent season. In the opening verses of Mark's Gospel, we find this powerful declaration, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Here John the Baptist steps out onto the biblical stage, not merely as a historical figure, but as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. He is the one that Isaiah spoke of, the voice crying out in the wilderness. His role given to him by God was to prepare the way for the coming Messiah. This preparation was not about building physical roads or the construction of cities. It was all about preparing the hearts of the people. John's call in the wilderness was to a baptism of repentance. It's a call to turn away from sin and to prepare for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this season of Advent, we are called to examine our hearts, to embrace repentance, and to prepare ourselves for the life-changing work of Christ. Just as John prepared the way for Jesus, Advent invites us to prepare our hearts for the deeper work that Jesus desires to do in us. In the next verses of Mark, we encounter a pivotal moment in the unfolding of the gospel narrative. Verses 4 through 5 read, "John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness, and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins." Here John the Baptist builds a critical foundation for the road of Christ's ministry. John's call to repentance was not in keeping with the Jewish life at that time. While the religious leaders focused on the external adherence to the law, John's message cut to the very heart and soul. He called for a deep internal change, a turning away from sin that was authentic and heartfelt, not merely going through the rituals of Jewish life. The emphasis was on true repentance, and it is crucial. It prepares the ground of the heart for the seed of Christ's radical teachings. Without genuine repentance, without this turning away from our old ways and turning toward God, we are not ready to fully receive and fully embrace the message of Christ. The application for us today is clear and direct. In a world that is still fixated on external appearances and superficial religious practices, the call to heartfelt repentance remains as relevant today as it was in the days of John the Baptist. We need to embrace repentance, not just as a one-time act, but as a continual posture of our hearts. It's through this ongoing process of repentance and renewal that we prepare ourselves for the deeper changes that Christ desires to work within us. As John prepared the way for Jesus, so we must too prepare our hearts, allowing the Holy Spirit to do a deep and life-changing work within us. As we continue to look at our gospel lesson, verses 6 through 8 present a glaring contrast between the messenger and the Messiah, between John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. John, clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, eating only locust and honey, stands for a figure of sincere devotion and prophetic zeal. His appearance alone signals a break from the norm, a call back to the prophetic traditions of old. He is a man set apart, not for his glory or his honor, but for a singular purpose. Yet even with his own powerful ministry, John makes a profound declaration of his personal unworthiness in the face of Christ's coming. He says, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." This statement is more than an expression of humility. It is a testament of the immense magnitude of what Jesus Christ brings. John, despite his own significant role, recognizes the vast superiority of Christ's ministry. In Jesus, we see not just another prophet or teacher, but we see God in the flesh, breaking into human history. Furthermore, John's message points to a baptism of repentance. He speaks of the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. This is just not about the forgiveness of sins. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is about transformation. It's about empowerment. It's about a total new way of life. It is the promise of the divine presence and power working within us, creating faith where previously there was only enmity with God. Here we learn that as we anticipate the coming of Christ, it's not just enough to prepare ourselves externally, decorating our house or hosting Christmas parties. We must seek a deeper, life-altering encounter with that babe in the manger. This Advent season, let it be a time when we not only remember Christ's first coming and anticipate his return, but we need to also approach this season with hearts open to the Spirit's work, asking God to change us, empower us, use us for his glory. Let us be like John, pointing beyond ourselves and our achievements to Christ, the one who offers us true life and true power. This is the heart of Advent, preparing not just our homes and our churches, but our very souls for the presence of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. In these concluding verses of our passage, verses 7 through 8, we find John the Baptist cementing the foundation of his mission. Again, he announces, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Here John sets the stage not just for another prophet or another teacher, but for the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. John's role was pivotal as the forerunner of Christ. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. In his calling and in his proclamation, John was preparing the hearts and the minds of the people for the arrival of Christ, whose rule and whose reign in his kingdom would bring about the ultimate shift, not only in personal lives, but in the entire world. The peace that Jesus brings is not as the world brings. It is a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that reforms the heart, renews the mind, transforms life itself. The coming of Jesus Christ, as announced by John, fulfilled the deep longing that was instilled by centuries of Old Testament prophecy and expectation. John's baptism with water was symbolic, a sign of repentance and preparation. But it pointed to something, to someone far greater, the baptism that the Holy Spirit, that Jesus would bring. This baptism signifies a profound inner transformation, an empowerment to live a newness of life in the faith. As we look around the world this season of Advent, the message of John the Baptist takes on a renewed sense of urgency and significance. Advent is not just a season to remember the past. It is a time to actively prepare for the future with the ongoing work of Christ in our lives. It is a time to reflect on the radical changes that the arrival of Jesus Christ demands from us. This is not the passive observation, but an active preparation, a change that readies us for the deeper work that Jesus desires to do in and through us. So let's embrace this season with hearts open to change. Let's respond to this call of repentance, not as a burden or a duty, but as a liberating step towards renewal and spiritual empowerment. The narrative of John the Baptist inspires us to prepare the way for the Lord in our hearts and in our lives, and transforms us by the power of the Holy Spirit, allowing for peace, love, and righteousness of Christ to permeate every aspect of our lives of faith. Let us prepare the way for the Lord, making straight in the desert of our hearts, a highway for our God, as we anticipate his coming with joy, peace, and expectation. Amen.